How to get Google reviews that actually win jobs, a system for contractors. You finished a job the customer raved about. They shook your hand, said you were the best contractor they had ever hired, and walked back inside. 3 weeks later, you check your Google profile, and there is still no review. The job is done, they moved on, and the moment passed. Meanwhile, the competitor across town who does mediocre work has 80 reviews and owns the map pack for your service area. If you run an HVAC, plumbing, electrical, or roofing business, this is one of the most common and most fixable ways you are losing jobs you deserve to win. On the Contractor Talk forums, the thread is always the same. Contractors doing great work, getting almost no reviews, watching less skilled companies dominate the local search results. The problem is almost never the quality of your work. It is that you have no system for capturing the goodwill you already earn. Why Google reviews matter more than you think. Before we get to the system, here is the scale of the problem. According to BrightLocal's 2026 Local Consumer Review Survey, 97% of consumers read reviews when choosing a local business, and 41% always read them before making any contact. That means before a homeowner ever calls you, they have almost certainly read what your past customers wrote about you. If there is nothing recent to read, most of them move on. The bar for minimum credibility is also rising fast. That same BrightLocal research found that 47% of consumers will not use a business with fewer than 20 reviews. The lone 5-star review from 2022 is not helping you. Reviews are also a direct ranking input for the Google Local Map Pack, the 3 business box that captures most of the clicks on any search for a local contractor. Research by Local Falcon, analyzing 50 million search results, found that electricians need a median of 56 reviews to rank competitively in the local pack. Plumbers need 215. HVAC contractors in metro areas need around 361. If your profile has 12 reviews, you are not in contention for those positions, no matter how good your work is. What makes a review actually move the needle? Not every review counts equally. 3 things determine whether a review helps your ranking and your reputation. Recency. 74% of consumers specifically seek reviews from the last 3 months, and 18% want reviews from the last week. A profile that stopped collecting reviews 6 months ago is quietly losing ground every day, even if the rating is strong. Detail. A review that says, "Great service," is almost worthless compared to one that says, "Replaced our water heater in 3 hours, explained the cause of the failure, and left the utility room cleaner than they found it." The words in reviews are text an AI search engine reads and a homeowner trusts. Volume and consistency. Winning the map pack requires a steady, ongoing stream of reviews, not a sprint followed by silence. A Local Falcon analysis found that businesses that stopped collecting reviews declined in rankings despite strong historical ratings. The rating floor also matters. According to Local Falcon's analysis of 50 million search results, businesses need at least 4.3 to 4.5 stars to compete for map pack positions, and most top-ranked businesses carry 4.8 to 4.9 stars. A handful of 1-star reviews from difficult customers can quietly drop you below the competitive threshold. Why most contractors collect reviews by accident? Here is the pattern at almost every contractor business without a review system. A job goes well, the customer seems thrilled, and maybe the owner mentions reviews in passing as they walk to the truck. The customer genuinely intended to leave one, but they forgot, got busy, or could not find the right link. The owner does not follow up because it feels awkward, or because they figure if the customer wanted to do it, they would have by now. The result is that only the customers with the strongest opinions tend to follow through. Satisfied customers, the ones who love the job but live normal, busy lives, slip away without a word. And the occasional unhappy customer, who has a complaint fueling their motivation, leaves the one review that stings. This is a system problem, not a customer problem. When NiceJob analyzed review data across thousands of home service businesses, they found that over 50% of all reviews came from follow-up messages, not the first ask. That means if you send one request and stop, you are leaving more than half your potential reviews on the table. The contractor review system in 5 steps. You do not need expensive software to start. You need a repeatable habit that becomes part of how you close every job. Ask verbally at the job close. When the customer is standing on the finished job and satisfied, say something simple. We really appreciate your business. If you are happy with the work, a Google review helps our small business more than anything. I am going to text you a direct link right now, so it takes you less than 2 minutes. The verbal ask matters because it transforms a cold request into a social commitment. Send a text within 30 minutes. Not an email, a text. Text review requests have higher response rates because they meet the customer where they are. Send a short message with a direct link to your Google review form. One sentence is enough. Thanks for trusting us today. Here is a quick link if you have 2 minutes to share your experience. Link. Get your direct review link from your Google Business Profile dashboard. Follow up once, 3 to 5 days later. A single follow-up recovers the customers who meant to do it but got busy. One short text or email is all it takes. Do not send more than 2 requests total and keep it gracious, not pushy. Reply to every review within 24 hours. According to BrightLocal's 2026 data, 80% of consumers are more likely to use a business that responds to all its reviews. And 97% of people who read reviews also read the business's replies. Responding signals that you are attentive and professional. Personalize every reply. 50% of consumers say they are unlikely to choose a business that uses generic templated responses. Make the ask part of your invoicing and closeout process. If you use any job management or invoicing software, add a review request step to your completed job workflow. This turns the system from something you remember to something that runs automatically. How to get reviews that actually describe your work? Volume matters, but the words inside your reviews matter too. An AI assistant recommending contractors in your area reads those words and decides whether you are a match for the homeowner's job. A homeowner scanning your profile looks for confirmation that you have handled a job like theirs. You cannot tell customers what to write, and you should never offer incentives for reviews, which violates Google's policies and can get reviews removed or your profile suspended. But you can prime the pump by asking a specific question in your review request. Instead of, "Please leave us a review," try, "If you have a moment, we would love to hear how the job type went from your perspective." Specific prompts lead to specific answers, and specific answers are what win future jobs. Also, make sure the service category shows up naturally in your ask. If you replaced a water heater, say, "Your experience with the water heater replacement." If you did a full kitchen remodel, say, "The kitchen remodel process." This is not gaming the system. It is helping a satisfied customer give you a useful review instead of a vague one. Handling negative reviews without making things worse. Every contractor with enough reviews eventually gets a bad one. Some are fair, some are not. Either way, how you respond is as important as the content of the review itself, because 45% of consumers say they are more likely to choose a business that responds professionally to negative feedback than one that ignores it. Respond within 24 hours. A fast, calm reply shows that you take customer experience seriously and that you are paying attention. Never argue in public. Acknowledge the experience, apologize for their frustration, and offer to resolve it offline. One line is usually enough. "We are sorry your experience did not meet the standard we hold ourselves to. Please call us at number and we will make it right." Do not try to get legitimate reviews removed. Google's dispute process is narrow and slow. A professional response to a bad review is almost always more effective than fighting it. Use the bad review as a cue. If 3 customers mentioned the same problem, that is a signal worth acting on, keeping it going without burning out. The biggest failure mode for contractor review systems is the sprint and stop pattern. An owner reads an article like this one, texts every past customer at once, gets 12 reviews in a week, and then goes back to the old habit of asking nobody. 3 months later, the profile is stale and the ranking has drifted. Recency is a ranking factor. Google rewards steady incoming reviews over time, not spikes followed by silence. The goal is not a campaign. It is a habit baked into every job close. That is also where automation earns its place. Tools that send your review request text automatically after a job is marked complete remove the habit from your mental load entirely. You set it up once, and it runs every time. This is part of what Growth Autopilot is built to support. The consistent, weekly work that keeps your profile active and your reputation compounding while you are on the job. And if you want to audit your full online presence first, the Digital Positioning Playbook includes a live scan of your Google Business Profile and your real website, with a step-by-step plan to fix what is hurting your ranking. The trades are among the slowest industries to adopt disciplined review systems. That gap is the opportunity. A contractor in your market with 100 fresh, detailed, responded-to reviews is nearly unreachable for a competitor starting from zero. And most competitors are still starting from zero. The bottom line. You are already earning the reviews. You do the job, the customer is happy, and the goodwill is real. The only missing piece is the system to capture it before the moment passes and the customer forgets. A text within 30 minutes, one follow-up, and a personal reply to every response is all it takes to build a review profile that wins the map pack and convinces homeowners to call you first. For more on building the local visibility that backs your reviews up, see our guides on getting more customers for your home service business and how to stop losing jobs to cheaper contractors.